KM4 or HKX, mobile.
Patrick, KM4 NAP.
Ned, I just moved back over here off the 285, talking with David. He's going to get him another cup of coffee, and he'll be back over here in a minute. So how are you doing?
I'm doing all right. I may put one foot in front of the other, and I'm looking down instead of up.
Here, I know we hadn't heard you on the radio all week, so good to hear you this morning.
On my reason, I was sleeping through the time to come in here and talk to you guys. Monday and Tuesday, we were in Charleston, so that took care of those 2 days, and of course, I slept through yesterday, so I figured I'd get in here today.
That, you're living that retired life. You got to enjoy it when you can.
Being retired's okay, but I wish I was still working.
A lot of people say that. They wish they was still up working and doing something. That's why I've heard a lot of people, a lot of retirees go back to, you know, a part-time job so they got something to do or end up volunteering somewhere to do something.
I've been told by the wife, but I'm not going to go find a part-time job. I'm not going back to work. So I guess I better listen to her because she's the one that rules a cast-iron frying pan.
You might ought to listen there. She might know what's best for you.
When I go to the dermatologist today, I will find out what happened to me.
Do too. I know it's been a battle in the last couple of weeks.
We're in AP Friday. Yeah, it's been a pain, but getting better. Hopefully these biopsies that they took will tell us something.
Yeah, and I hope so. That way you figure out what it was and maybe it don't happen again.
Oh, so what's been going on since my old lazy rump slept through all the good times?
New this week, everybody just kind of doing their thing. I went to the doctor Monday, about my knee. He's sending me for an MRI so he can get a little better picture. And I'm waiting on that. That's where that's at. Everybody else has just been kind of going to work every day.
They're not planning an artificial knee for you, are they?
They are, in fact, planning that. Either a partial or a complete knee.
About one. So you might want to give us a call and let her tell you all about it.
I'm going to have to do that. We're going to see how it goes. Like I said, I got to go back April the 7th, I believe it is. That's when I go back to find out which way he wants to go after the MRI.
Be best of luck on it. I know she hurt pretty bad first couple of weeks, but after that, she seemed to be all right. She got up moving around on it, and now she unstoppable. Now, of course, she got a little bit of a limp because the way they did it, that leg's about an inch shorter than the other one.
Well, I already got a limp, so nothing changed there. If it's worse she comes out of it, I'll be happy with it. But I don't know. And told me, I asked about recovery time, and he said about 8 to 12 weeks before you're able to go back and doing anything. So he said, we'll have you up moving around that day, but you're going to be out of work for a little while.
True. Now that ice, I call it an ice pack. It goes around your knee and is hooked up to it's like a cooler full of ice water. Every time your knee starts to hurt a little bit, you pump that water, and that cold water sort of soothes it. That'll become your best friend, because for 2 weeks, she wouldn't go nowhere without it.
That's what I'm going to get for my 50th birthday, is a new knee.
birthday, make sure the doctor signs it.
That. But other than that, we're doing great. Just motoring right along. Trying to tie up some loose ends and get things ready. So be down for a little while.
Give you some good radio time. It'll keep your mind off of it. But I do wish you well with it. And if there's anything or you and the family need, all you got to do is let me know. And I'll be there.
That, but we'll figure, I don't know if we're going to need anything or not. So playing it by ear until they tell me anything.
Business picked up any, or is it still running about the same?
Running about the same. So we'll see. This time off is not going to help things any.
You can figure out a little bit of something to help you out. Might be able to take some orders over the internet, and that way you could order it and get it shipped to them.
Can do that, but the problem is getting people to pay for stuff. They tend to not want to pay unless you're there for some reason. They don't want to uphold their responsibilities.
Exactly what you're talking about.
Preparing for that, trying to get everybody's accounts down and card information, all that billing information. So trying to make sure all that's correct.
Right there, just keep you busy the whole time you're out.
So, and I got some work that needs to be done to the tool truck again, so I'm going to try to schedule it all at the same time.
I tell you, that truck seems to be giving you more problems than I think you planned on when you got it.
Definitely not been as good a truck as my last one. But making do with.
I'll bring my pickup truck up there and we'll just sell out the back of it.
Plan. I've done that before. I used to excursion there for a long time.
Sell and you just sit there and rest your knee and collect payment.
Well, Ed, I have arrived here at the gate, so I'm going to open it up, make the vehicle switch, and then I will return. And the other guys ought to be in here in about another 15, 20 minutes.
Dad, I'm just going to be sitting here listening, so KM4 and AP will be on clear and on the side.
Rage kicks, and I'll be clear for the moment.